good to see you here at the Horse of the Year show. Presumably looking forward to this week and what has been a sort of encouraging year.
Yeah, very much so, actually. Just recently, the horses have hit some really good form again. It's took quite a lot of rebuilding this year with some new horses and a couple of horses that I've had for a couple of years that started off as young ones, you know, that are just coming into their own a little bit now. So I'm going to be quite interested to see how they go this week too.
And you can never rush these things, that's the thing. You know, you might have horses that you feel quite excited about, but you've got to always think long term, haven't you?
Absolutely, especially if you want your horses to last forever or to last for as long as possible. You need to take it slow and do it properly, really.
Yep. How hard has it been, this sort of the transition, sort of knowing that you want to be back again competing at the highest level, but you know you've just got to bring him on? Has it been frustrating?
It's incredibly frustrating, yeah. But there's been all kinds of reconstruction for me this year. I've left home and set up on my own, so there's been that to deal with as well. So there's just been so much going on and trying to get it all together at the same time and you know, trying to make it so it's all manageable and all in some kind of system and routine again. It's been quite difficult, but I think now it's starting to eventually happen that way. It seems to be coming much better than I imagined, so that's great.
And what will be the plan, obviously, after this, a sort of busy winter campaign? Where do you see yourself running your horses?
Well, it kind of depends, really. I don't know where I'll be on the next ranking list. So obviously, the main aim for me at the moment is climbing back up the rankings and get into better shows and really get going again. I'm also looking for a few more horses to keep my string going. And I'm busy with young horses because I think that's where I've lacked a lot in the past with young horses. I've always had a good string. I've had like 4 or 5 really good years, and then when that string tires and a couple retire or something, then I'm nowhere to be seen again for a couple of years because I don't have any young ones back in the team up. So I've been really concentrating on that, and then I suppose after here, if on the next ranking list I'm in any kind of contention for Olympia, then I'll try and keep this string going and have a good Olympia, and if not, then I'll probably try and rest them a little bit now and get them ready for next year again.
And for you, obviously, for the sport, it's been a great boost what's happened. Has it sort of been easier in a way to sort of people when you're knocking on doors or anything to say what happened at Greenwich, although you weren't part of it, but actually for the feel-good factor for British show jumping?
I think it has been an amazing year for British sports, but especially I think for us, for British show jumping, for equestrianism. I think it's fantastic for sponsorship, for awareness of the sport. It has just been, you know, even in such as when I'm in cabs in London and things, people ask me what I do now. They're not so, usually people would be like, oh, you're a show jumper, but now they're like, wow, you're a show jumper, that's great. So it was just a brilliant result for us, and I think it's improved everything for us. Really.
And the feel-good factor, so it's important for you now, presumably you want to be part of that feel-good factor.
Yeah, absolutely. It was always an aim to be part of the London Olympics, but things don't always go the way you want them to in sport, and I'm lucky enough to be in a sport which the longevity of it is much better than a lot of other sports, so there might be a bit more time for me, a few more chances for me than there might be for other people at my age, which I'm very pleased about. So yeah, the next Olympics and major championships are definitely something I'll be aiming for in the future.
Well, I suppose Nick and Peter, they're in their 50s, aren't they? So you can prove that you can keep on going.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully the trick is finding horses good enough and keeping them going. So you need lots of good sponsors and lots of good owners. And as long as I can keep that going, then...
So could you... I mean, OK, you've won European team bronze and European championships. I mean, could you see yourself... Do you think, obviously, an aim to try and find the horse that might take you to Rio?
Absolutely, yes. I've got some good sponsors out and some good owners and partners now. I'm obviously looking to build on that still, but what I've got going at the minute is brilliant, that everybody shares the same aims and the same dreams. So I think I've got a few really nice young ones, a few really excited. I've got a really exciting 8-year-old at the moment, Zanzibar. He's here this week. He's still a little bit green, but he's definitely one I'll be aiming for the big time. And then a couple maybe to run alongside him. Hopefully.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. Good to see you again.